So the fun part of that, about this is you're hearing my voice because Rob Mark is still trying to put his headset on.
Thank you for mentioning that, Amy.
Well, though, okay, there's a webcam. People can see.
Oh, my goodness.
So while our erstwhile co-host is figuring out his equipment, I've got Robert Meter, who is the head of NAFI, National Association of Flight Instructors.
Thank you for coming, Robert.
Thank you so much.
Couldn't put my headset
Robert.
On. I know how to fly an
airplane. Would you like some dual on that?
There you go. You're a CFII. You've got single and multi-engine privileges. You've been the FISDO CFI of the year. I mean,
and regional and
exactly. I mean, you've earned your stripes. You've absolutely earned your stripes. But you know, I think that your work with NAFI has to be one of the highlights of your career.
It really is. It's been a lot of fun. I've been privileged to be chair. This is my fifth year. If I'm doing the math right.
You've been around for a while.
A little bit. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, you've also brought a lot of stability in that you've been in that position as long as you have, which I think is helpful.
Well, I'm glad it looks that way from the outside. From the inside, it's always, well, you know how it is with a not-for-profit. You're always making sure things are working right and finding the right people to fill the right niches. And I think we've done that. We've got a pretty good crew working at NAFI right now.
Well, you've got a good publication, and you're doing some great outreach here at the show.
Yes, we're very proud of it. Rick Todd deserves a lot of the credit for this. Rick Todd is our president, reports up to me. And what he's put together, or what we've put together as a team, is the Professional Development Center, which is the natural outgrowth of our professional development program. It's the personal version of what we're putting together for an online development course for flight instructors.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what kind of courses that people can experience if they're up here at Oshkosh?
Okay, well, we have everything. Jason Blair just gave a great talk this morning about how to fly in non-traditional aircraft, everything from warbirds to the exotic tail draggers, some of the pitfalls pitfalls for flight instructors, and it's geared towards the flight instructor who wants to expand beyond the traditional, expand beyond the traditional, I'm in a 172, I'm in a Piper Archer or whatever, and train in other aircraft, learn to fly those, and then train clients in your aircraft. We had a great presentation by the FAA weather folks the other day about what flight instructors really should know about weather, how to train for weather. We had Jason Archer on Monday do a great presentation with props and everything about lift, a very non-traditional presentation, making Bernoulli not boring. I'll put it that way. It was really a lot of fun.
Now, did those get taped? Were they videoed or anything?
The 10 o'clock one is taped or recorded, and it's part of our Mentor Live series that it goes out for Wings Credit. FAA Fast Team, and they're archived on our website. Anybody can go back and watch them again. We are also recording we made an executive decision on Tuesday morning, basically, to continue just a wide-angle live stream of the rest of the day so people can catch up, you know, watch the programs virtually from wherever they are if they can't make it to the show. Now, naturally, if you're here at Oshkosh, we very much want you at our presentations.
Well, I understand that. Where are they going on?
In our tent. We're due east of the control tower about... Just look for the Oshkosh display, the Oshkosh fire trucks, and go, and it's our tent's right next to it, to the east.
Right down this way.
This,
I know, but people
once,
can't
once
see,
again, this
it's
way.
Radio, so they can't see me pointing south. I noticed that. Okay.
Due east of the FAA Safety Center,
sure.
Easiest way to find us.
There you go.
The weather one sounds really interesting. I mean, that's an issue that we always deal with, is how to immerse students in weather, because let's face it, that's the problem that they face when they're out there by themselves. It's usually weather related.
That's where we live.
So did that one get archived?
That one got archived.
Oh, all right. Very, very good. That. Yeah, one of the things with weather that I notice is as flight instructors, we are very good at teaching the microclimate that the student is learning to fly in,
mm-hmm.
but we can it can get problematic outside of that microclimate.
And that's exactly what Gary and Dan addressed. They were talking about, and I apologize, I always mispronounce Gary's last name, Pod. I'll get it wrong, so I don't want to do it. So it was Gary and Dan from the FAA, from Weather Services, and what they talked about is, in part, okay, you're looking at latency for thunderstorms off of NEXRAD, things like that. So all of the issues surrounding the things we should be educating our pilots, our clients, to look for to ensure that they don't get themselves in a jam. How old is that NEXRAD image?
Exactly. Boy, I'll tell you what, when they're in flight, that's when it's the most dangerous.
That's right.
I don't like, if it's a volatile day, I don't like to be in cloud, even if I'm IFR, if there's convective activity.
Because
what I see, I know is at least 15 minutes old, even if it says 0 minutes
right on
the bottom.
Yeah. One of the things they pointed out is that NEXRAD, and this is just a small example, NEXRAD is strategic, onboard radar is tactical.
That is correct. I was in an airplane recently, a Cessna caravan, that had both. And so it was just beautiful to see them using that third screen in the middle to flip back and forth. And the co-pilot was in training, because that's a single pilot airplane. But this particular company always had a trainee in the right seat. And it was fascinating to watch the senior pilot teaching the trainee. Exactly. I was sitting just behind the trainee and flipping back and forth between the NEXRAD presentation and the live radar and explaining how we're going to do this and go this way. But when you look at the live radar, you can really see where the rain is coming from.
And, of course, they spoke about attenuation. And this is just one small part of their hour, and I think their presentation ran over. We let them run a little bit long. I think they wound up at an hour and 15 minutes talking about the topic, and they were seeking feedback. How can the FAA and Flight Service improve the product?
You know, it's funny. We had the NTSB chairman in just before you, mm-hmm. and we were talking about the program they did yesterday on loss of control. How do you, as an association, how do you address that loss of control problem to the instructors to emphasize the importance of what they need to do?
Well, I think philosophically, our entire mantra is better flight instructors make for better pilots. And as a small part of that, because that covers a gamut, everything from business to the details of how to fly an airplane. We have articles, our author members write articles about these very topics, how to address them. We, as an organization, encourage safe flying techniques. Make sure your students learn beyond the ACS, that their worst day of flying should be better than the ACS is one of our unspoken slogans. And so we encourage people to push students, and I don't like the word push, to explore, I think, is a better way to say it, where the airplane can and can't go in a safe environment, and show them the consequences of what can go wrong if they don't pay attention, if they don't listen to the cues, if they don't watch the cues, and don't sense the aircraft. And those are some of the ways we do it. It's a continuous series of educational pieces in the magazine and in the electronic newsletter.
Yeah, that's good.
You do a lot of outreach now. I know that when NAFI first formed, it was really the magazine was one out and then the get-togethers. But now with webinars and digital, you're touching your members quite often your archives.
Yeah, we like that. We firmly believe, John Niehaus and Loretta Godby are the point people on that, and we firmly believe that we're here to serve the instructor. We don't want to be an association that exists because it exists. I've seen that too many times in my life where an association just becomes a dues generating organization that pays for itself. We really have an obligation to our membership to provide them the best content, the best networking possible, and the best way to, and part of networking is the best way to share experiences so we can all learn. Sometimes it's little things. Like the other last week's electronic newsletter, I spoke about hot weather and making sure you and your students stay hydrated. It's a small thing, but it's important. Sometimes it's something major, such as a rule change.
And well, staying hydrated in some of these airplanes is a little tough.
No kidding. Or I think this professional development is something major because we're in a flight instructor crunch.
Yes, we are.
So we're thinking, where can we send people so that they can talk to you guys about maybe wanting to become a flight instructor?
Well, obviously here at the show, it's over at the Professional Development Center, our tent, just east of the control tower. Otherwise, please come to our website. You have to still say it these days, www.nafinet.org, and it's N-A-F-I-N-E-T.org. We'd love to see you there, and just take a look around. Look around the website. We revamped the website. It's a lot easier to navigate. It's much much cleaner design. I think you'll like it. Again, Loretta takes a lot of the credit for cleaning that up. Huh. But take a look through there, and the professional development program's described in there. And the professional development program is designed for both the long-term flight instructor, the one that wants to be around for a while doing this. And also for the career-minded, and by career I mean going on to corporate or airline pilot that wants to use flight instruction as a stepping stone.
Terrific. We've been talking with Robert Meter. He is the chairman of the National Association of Flight Instructors. Robert, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks,
thank you,
Robert.
Amy. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.